Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Lunch Counter by Anonymous, San Antonio, Texas, USA. I was having a terrible, hectic morning. Nothing was going right. At 2 p.m., I finally made it for a quick lunch at a burger joint. While I waited in line, I couldn't help but notice that the customer being served was the shabbiest looking person I had ever seen. His hair was stringy and matted, half covered by a moth-eaten, filthy wool cap. His clothes were in even worse condition. His right shoe was half torn, and he wore no socks. In a quiet voice, he ordered a small cup of coffee with four creams. He carefully counted out the coins to pay, took a handful of sugar packets, and sat down at a corner table, away from all the other patrons. I got my meal and sat down and started to wonder about this man. How did he get into this unfortunate state of existence? What does he do all day? Where does he go? Does he have any friends? As I ate, I glanced over to see what he was doing, and all he did was slowly sip his coffee, never looking up. A small coffee with four creams and a handful of sugar packets is not much of a lunch. When I finished eating, I went up to the counter and asked the manager if he knew anything about this unfortunate guy. The manager said he came in from time to time for only coffee. He never caused any trouble or talked to other customers. I told him that the guy looked like he could use a better meal, so I ordered another burger, fries, and drink. I paid and picked up my change. As I walked over to the counter table where the guy was quietly sitting, I wondered what his reaction would be. I used to live in New York. Street beggars there could be extremely rude. Would this guy yell at me? Would he be embarrassed? Would he make a scene? Yes, he would. When he looked up at me, his face broke into the biggest smile possible, and he practically yelled, "Thank you!" I had the best afternoon ever. If you decide to print this story, please leave my name off. Just writing these words down has helped me to realize how callous and uncaring I, and many others, have become when it comes to the really poor and homeless. It's really better to give than receive.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.